Hey guys, welcome back to episode 7 of Wicked Fishmen
Hi.
Tales. How are you doing, Brooke?
I'm good. How are you, Abby?
I'm good. I got a cast because I had a fractured arm.
Ouch.
You were going to choose the color, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
they didn't have blue.
No.
You said you got a red one though?
Yes.
Red's pretty good too. All
Okay.
right. Do you want to just jump into our disability segment?
Oh, wow. Yes. For some
Okay.
reason, that surprised me. Okay.
Just jump right into everything.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this week I wanted to bring up that October is Blindness Awareness Month, and I didn't know this was a thing until
Oh my
like a
gosh, I
couple days
didn't know
ago.
that was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing until like a couple days.
Wow.
So that's why I didn't say anything last week, because I would have said something last week, but I didn't know, so I couldn't. So for the fun fact today, one thing I hear a lot is, oh, like how do blind and visually impaired people watch TV or movies? And accessibility is a wonderful thing. So there is a setting called audio description, which is something that can be turned on where there's a voice that explains anything that's happening on the screen, like between the lines. So if you want to try it out for yourself, I know not everything has it, but if you have like Netflix, and a lot of Netflix originals have it, and it can be found under the language settings, and it's pretty cool.
Really awesome. Okay, so is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay.
Take it away.
So, did you guys know that Braille, which is what blind people used to read, it was originally created by Napoleon's spies to read without light. But
Wait, really?
then, yeah, I didn't know that. And then Louis Braille was the one who was like, no, this is what blind people are going to use to read. Which
Oh.
Louis Braille is the guy who a lot of people say he invented Braille.
Yeah, he's credited for it.
Yes. There's a whole book on him. I
Yeah,
have it.
there's a couple on him. All right, so I guess I'm just gonna jump right into my myth then.
Let's do it. I'm excited.
So I know I said I was gonna wait a couple weeks to do the Greek creation myth, but the one I was gonna do kind of fell through,
No.
and I'm gonna need a little more than like 24 hours to be able to research
I
it.
told you.
I tend to start my notes either the day of recording or the night before we record, because I am a procrastinator at heart.
Or
So,
so we thought.
we're gonna do the Greek creation myth this week.
Yay.
So, in the beginning, there was what was called chaos, which was just a formless void. And then chaos created Nyx, who is the goddess of the night. And then chaos and Nyx is chaos's daughter, essentially. They gave birth to Erebos, who is the personification of darkness. So then
Whoa.
Erebos is Nyx's son, got married, and they had Aether and Emira. And Aether represents the pure air that the gods breathe, and then Emira represents the day. Tartarus was in the last Greek myth that I did. I don't remember what the Greek myth was now. Oh,
I think it was the beginning of
Pandora's Box
yes,
and
Pandora Moth. No, sorry, not Mothman.
that was you. So Aether and Emira, who are siblings, had four kids together.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, and those four kids were Gaia, who is the earth, Tartarus, who is the underworld,
I was about to
Pontus, who
say,
is
I
the
remember that one because you brought it up the other day.
And then the fourth one was Eros, who is love. And that's sort of what who Cupid is based off of, Eros. So Gaia then created Uranus, just out of like she just created him on her own without any help. And Uranus
Wow.
represents the heavens. And then Uranus and Gaia had 18 kids in all.
Oh, wait, my wasn't that her son?
Yep. So they had
Okay.
three sets of kids. They first had the 12 Titans. So I'm not going to name off all of the Titans because I don't think anyone wants to just sit here while I list off a bunch of names. But I am going to tell you three of them. So there is Kronos, who pretty much like a lot of people who like Greek mythology know. There is Rhea. And then there is Themis, who you might remember Themis from the first episode. Because she was the mother of the Fates.
Yeah.
So, okay. Along with the 12 Titans, they also had three Cyclops and three Hecatoncheires.
What is that?
So, that means, that is translated to mean 100-handed. So, each of them individually had 50 heads and 100 arms.
Oh my goodness. Whoa.
Yeah. So Uranus hated his children. So he hid them inside of Gaia, who Gaia is their mother. So I guess he just like put them back. I don't know.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. The science behind that. How do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
My Latin teacher would always say, just don't question it. Don't try to apply common sense to myths. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Just don't.
So Gaia didn't like how her children were being treated, probably because they were being hidden inside of her. So she conspired with Kronos to overthrow Uranus. I'm not going to go into detail about how that happened because I don't want to have to mark this episode as explicit. But feel free to look it up on your own if you want to. You can just look up how was Aphrodite born and it'll come up.
There we have everything.
But Kronos does overthrow Uranus.
Oh my goodness.
So Kronos marries his sister Rhea and they have the first gods. So these have all been Titans as of now. So these are the first gods. So there is Hestia, who is goddess of the hearth, Hades, who is god of the underworld, who the name might sound familiar from Hadestown. Mm-hmm. Demeter, who is goddess of agriculture, Hera, who is goddess of marriage, Poseidon, who is god of the sea, and Zeus, who is god of the sky. So Kronos was afraid that his children would overthrow him like he did Uranus. And if you end up looking up the story, then you will know why he was so afraid of that. So Kronos, as each of the gods were born, he swallowed them. But when Zeus was born, Zeus was the last of the ones to be born. And when he was born, Rhea like gave birth to him as secret. And then she wrapped a rock in cloth and presented it to Kronos as his child. And Kronos swallowed the rock. So then Zeus stayed in hiding on an island. And there's a couple different like variations of like what happened while he was hiding. But my favorite one was that while he was hiding on this island, a she-goat took care of him.
Aww.
So then Zeus grew up and he challenged Kronos and he gave him this like mixture and which made him vomit up his children.
Yay! So,
yeah,
ew, so that's Zeus, so gross.
I know, it's horrible. So Zeus then, after he got his siblings out of Kronos, he freed the Cyclops and the Hecatoncheires, and in gratitude, the Cyclops gave Zeus his thunder and lightning bolt, they gave Poseidon his trident, and they gave Hades a helmet of invisibility. And then after all of this was the Titanomachy, which you might remember from the last Greek myth that I did with Prometheus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that's the Greek creation myth. Greek and also kind of Roman because there's a lot of overlap between them. But yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, so is it my turn?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, let's do this. So this is going to be fun. I think I might have found a match for the Charred Man.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Not again. Abby.
This one is going to be so much fun. Well, some parts are sad, but...
Is it going to be as bad as the last episode?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is called The Charred Bride.
Oh.
I'm excited. Okay, so let's get into it. Although the Charred Bride lives in Philadelphia, so we'll have to figure out something at the end of this episode.
Okay, we gotta get them together then.
Yeah.
Wait, where was
listen to the story?
Was the Charred Man in California?
Yes.
Okay.
So in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia. In 1854, there was a man and a woman who were getting ready, a young couple, sorry. They were getting ready for a wedding. And they were gonna have and they wanted to have their wedding in a hotel. So they were preparing for the wedding. And some of the guests had already arrived, and they were hanging out with the groom. And the bride was upstairs getting ready with her bridesmaids, right? That's what they're called?
Yeah.
I get so confused because there's so many people at the wedding. Okay. So, at that time, light was provided by candles and fireplaces, and I guess oil lamps. When they were changing the bride into her dress, suddenly, like, a candle flipped over or it fell over, but no one noticed because they were all, like, distracted and they were all complimenting her and putting on her makeup and stuff, you know? So, they didn't realize until the bride's train, like, her veil, it's called?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, her train, it caught on fire, and fabric was, like, really sensitive at that time. So,
well, it still is.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So it instantly caught on flames, and that's when people realized, oh my god, she's on fire!
Oh, so, no!
So some of them ran out, but other people tried to save her. And then the groom came in, and he was also trying to save her. What a gentleman!
Bad luck. He's not supposed to see her.
That's true.
I guess if your bride is on fire, then it's okay. That's the one exception.
That's literally bad luck happening right now. But we shouldn't joke about that because she was caught on fire. So she did die. And like 30 other guests also died.
Oh no.
Yeah. But the groom was alive. And he ran away. He fell in love with someone else.
What?
Just to let y'all know.
That.
He actually fell in love with the hotel secretary.
Oh my god. Like, did he run away with her, like, the day that she died?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, oh, sorry, I forgot to tell you. This is also at the City Tavern, and there's a bunch of ghosts there. So, that's really fun.
And just a fun little addition.
Yeah. So, at that time, there was a ghost waiter who was just standing at the middle, in the middle of the, in the fire. And they saw him, like, fall while he was carrying some plates towards the bride. Little fun fact.
He just, like, tripped.
Yeah, he's like, here you go. But then he fell.
Aw.
Poor guy. So, the bridesmaid, now she haunts the place because she died, right? And she was caught on fire. But yeah. She haunts the place, and she's also said to take your dress.
While it's on you?
No!
Okay.
That'd be so funny. No, she said to take your dress, like, if you leave it in the hotel closet or something like that. So, yeah, I think that would be perfect for the Charred Man. Oh, and also, the bride is said to show up in pictures, and she sometimes shows up just in the middle of the aisle of where she was going to get married.
Oh, that's so sad, though.
How far is California from Philadelphia? I need to get these two.
It's across the country.
That's pretty far. Yeah. They'll have to find each other. So, yeah.
All right. Is that the,
Is
that the end of yours? End.
Are you ready for the astrology segment? All right.
Yeah. You have it?
No, I haven't.
You do? Wait, you did it last week.
I did?
Yeah.
I really don't remember doing that. Oh, okay. Well, then it's your turn.
All right, let's just jump into it then, I guess. So today is Saturday, October 10th. So it is still Libra season. So today's horoscope is, or says, vague aches and pains could have you feeling a little under the weather, Libra. You may not be able to discern why you have these pains since there's no apparent reason. Don't assume the worst. Your condition is probably just due to a little intensified nerve strain and extra stress. Take it easy and relax today. Go back to your usual routine tomorrow. Which, I mean, I don't feel achy or anything, so I guess they kind of missed with this one. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's it.
All right, I'm going to tell everyone where they can find us now. So we are on Twitter at @WCT_podcast and on Instagram at @WCTpodcast. If you'd like to contact us to send us suggestions or just anything, then you can do that through DM on either of those or through our email, which is wickedcampfiretales@gmail.com. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, we would greatly appreciate it if you could just leave a quick review. A
couple stars.
Don't forget to tune in next week for another episode of
Wicked
Campfire
Tales.
All right. Bye.
Bye.